Good morning. Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm excited that you're with us. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. And to all the rest of you, however you might be listening, glad you're here. Our phone number is 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Because I know you have questions. And our guest this evening has written a fantastic book, of which you might want to inquire about. It's called The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. So, obviously, a monumental task to do it. But we have him here. Richard Perry has agreed to stay with us. And thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure, Frank. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Oh, I appreciate you being available to do it. The website, of course, for your book is www.lastdaysmystery.info. We have a link from our website at franklyspeakingradio.com to your site, as well as one to the Amazon.com page for the book. But, of course, when I say that's the website for the book, it's obviously far more comprehensive than just that. I mean, it's same subject matter, of course, but there's so much information there, and you just did a fantastic job with it.
Yeah, I don't know if you got a chance to see any of the PowerPoint presentations.
But I did not, actually, but I wanted to ask you about some of this stuff, too, because obviously, you know, people are going to wonder, you know, where are we at in terms of, you know, the end times? And, you know, you mentioned yourself in the last hour that when you see a couple more things, you'll kind of get a feel for where we are. What exactly would we be looking for, per se? I mean, I'm not asking for specific things.
No, I mean, the Bible really does provide some specific things.
Okay.
It takes a little bit of just kind of logic and putting pieces together. You know, Christ in the Olivet Discourse, you know, said, you know, the first things that we would see, the early warning signs that I call of the Olivet Discourse are the beginning of birth pains. Mm. They lead us to birth.
Right.
And those are, you know, civil wars and national wars, famines and earthquakes in various places.
Check.
Okay. but then he moves from there to the Great Tribulation. And as a matter of fact, I don't think he covers anything in the Olivet Discourse until he jumps us right to the abomination, which is the middle of the last 7-year period.
Okay.
Or it takes us to the beginning of the last 3.5 years of this age, the end of which is the return of Christ. And that's the Great Tribulation. And he details a lot of stuff about the Great Tribulation. And then he says, after that, I'm coming.
Mm-hmm.
And then he provides various other analogies to kind of, you know, drive this home to us.
Sure.
But you say, okay, so he's talking about the last 3.5 years. But we know Daniel's prophecy is a 7-year period, and we know that 7-year period starts with the Antichrist, the leader who will come in Daniel, will confirm a covenant. Not make a covenant, confirm one. In other words, there will be some agreement or treaty, but in the way the Hebrew is that he adds his force or power to the treaty to give it substance or validity, you know.
Ah.
So he confirms a covenant. So it says for 1:7.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, I said, don't go looking for a treaty that says this is a 7-year treaty. Because the reason it says for 1:7 is because Christ is coming after the 7.
Mm.
And it ends. In other words, there's not going to be a 7-year treaty, you know, in terms of how it's stated.
Yes.
It'll be a treaty.
Let me jump in here. I'm sorry. We have music playing quietly in the background there. Folks, another quick break, but we're back in only 3. And remember, we will begin taking your phone calls this hour, 800-313-9443. Please stay with us.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Glad you're here. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Richard H. Perry, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. And when we left off, we were just discussing sort of the first half, I guess you could say, of the seven-year tribulation, which a lot of people don't know much about. And as you had mentioned, it's not going to be a seven-year treaty that gets broken. Of course, that's how we'll know that, you know, I guess 3.5 years left, I suppose.
Yeah, I guess the treaty is made with many, and it provides the security for Israel. And, of course, we already know that, you know, there's been a couple of attempts at making a treaty for the peace in Israel, but, you know, yet to have one take hold.
Yeah.
And that pattern will probably continue. I mean, we can almost imagine. But the finality of it, this last treaty, will be made by this world leader, and he will have the force and the power to make this thing stick. And so he provides this treaty with many, and it lasts for 3.5 years until he goes into the temple of God, which means, by the way, there's going to be a temple in Jerusalem on the Temple Mount, and he's going to go into that temple, and he's going to declare himself to be God.
Mm-hmm.
That is what starts the Great Tribulation, and that's called in the Bible repeatedly the abomination that causes desolation. But what I was getting to is that this last seven-year period sees this person, this, as Daniel put it in that particular prophecy, this leader who will come.
Mm-hmm.
He will confirm this covenant, And then he, in the middle of the seven, he will set up this abomination in the temple, or on the wing of the temple, it says, that causes desolation. And he will stop sacrifice and offering, which again is another indication that the temple will be there, and there will be sacrifice and offering going on for him to, he's got to have that in order for him to stop it.
I see.
Okay, so you say, okay, well, Jesus picks up at the abomination, and he takes us through the Great Tribulation. You can see that in the Olivet Discourse.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go back and look at Daniel, you say, okay, this leader who will come is going to confirm a covenant. And then you say, well, wait a minute. Okay, where does he come from? And this person that we're talking about is the Antichrist, this beast of that John calls, he calls the Antichrist the beast in Revelation. Daniel calls the Antichrist the beast in the prophecies of Daniel. And he comes from this kingdom. Daniel prophesied about this kingdom repeatedly, is recorded in the book of Daniel, in chapter 2, in chapter 7, in chapter 8, in chapter 11. Daniel repeats this prophecy about this final worldly, sometimes referred to as the final beast kingdom or the fourth beast kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's out of this kingdom that the Antichrist comes to power, and he is able to confirm a covenant, and then he gets so powerful and so full of himself, or whatever you want to call it, you know, he thinks he's God, you know, at the end. But, so in other words, even though Jesus didn't tell us, you know, the details in the Olivet Discourse about the rise of the Antichrist from this final powerful kingdom,
mm-hmm.
you know that has to be there before the Antichrist can confirm a covenant. And in other words, before the last 7 years.
Right.
And then you say, well, how many years does it take, you know, for a kingdom of that power to come into being? And what has to happen in the interim? And then, of course, you think back to our earlier conversation about an hour ago, you know, we were talking about, you know, once the birth pains start, you know, we got a maximum of maybe 47 years, and they could have already started.
Yes.
And the last 7 years we're just talking about, so you say, okay, we got 40 years maximum until the beginning of the last seven. And you say, okay, well, there's currently a superpower in the world, and that superpower doesn't fit the fourth beast kingdom at all. So something's going to happen to this one superpower before this final superpower can come into being and dominate the whole world. So, you know, you can just start to imagine, and you don't have to imagine much because the Bible really fills in a lot of the details in terms of what happens to this, you know, from this one superpower transition to another.
Mm.
As a matter of, and I could get very detailed in terms of what Daniel has to say and what Revelation has to say.
Yeah, please do.
Well, Daniel describes this Antichrist. And he says, you know, one thing he says about the Antichrist, the beast, is that he will become successful at everything that he does. So in other words, anything that he does, he's going to succeed at. This is how...
Well, that rules out George W. Bush.
Yeah, clearly.
Given his baseball experience and his oil business.
Clearly. I mean, clearly, you know. And we'll go into that more, you know, maybe within this hour, but if not the next hour. But,
fair enough.
So Daniel says that this final world leader, he's successful at everything he does, and he will attack the mightiest fortresses.
Mm.
And, you know, okay, I mean, that would, in our day, the mightiest fortresses would be the superpowers, you know,
yeah.
whoever they are. We only know of one and her allies. So the Antichrist will attack the mightiest fortresses. But then it says, with the help of a foreign god. Or today we might say it this way. He will attack the mightiest fortresses. He might attack the mightiest superpowers with the help of a foreign power.
Hmm.
Because a god is representative of power.
Yeah.
You know, and say, well, you know, then you get into this whole thing about, okay, so where is this Antichrist coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is where it gets really interesting. Not that it isn't already interesting.
Right.
Is
the Bible, which is always true, always been true, mm-hmm. always will be true, has always told us where the Antichrist will come from. But, you know, for 2,000 years we've been waiting for the return of Christ, and we've whenever the scholars have looked in, you know, at the place in the world to where the Bible was pointing to, all they saw was sand, you know, and they go like, nah, that can't be it. I got to keep looking someplace else, you know, and because the, and let me just cut to the chase.
Okay.
The Bible has always pointed to the Middle East as the place where the Antichrist would rise to power from.
Mm.
It's always in the context in Daniel. It's in the context of the Babylonian, Medo-Persian, and Greek empires, which, you know, encompassed the Babylonian Empire, you know, covered from Turkey through Syria, Iraq, Iran, you know, that whole region, all the way down into Egypt. And the Medo-Persian Empire, of course, you know, Iran and that same area. And, of course, when Alexander the Great, you know, the third beast kingdom conquered, you know, he conquered and stretched it all the way into India.
Mm-hmm.
And in Daniel's prophecy, he describes each of those kingdoms as a lion, one is a lion, one is a leopard, and one is a bear. And, of course, if you look in Revelation, when the kingdom of the Antichrist is described, you know, with his seven heads and ten horns, as a like a lion, like a leopard, and like a bear. And there's lots of other things, clues in Daniel and Revelation like that. But there are several that are very specific. And as a matter of fact, the one that throws people the most is the one in Daniel chapter 9 about the 77s and about this leader who will come, who is the Antichrist we've been discussing that confirms the covenant and sets up the abomination that causes desolation.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the way the sentence reads. The people of the leader who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Now, this, stay with me a little bit on
okay.
this. But it says, the people of the leader who will come. Well, we know the leader who will come. That's described in this next verse about the Antichrist. So the leader who will come is the Antichrist, but the people of the leader who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. Now, that's partially history. The people that destroyed the city and the sanctuary, that has already happened. That happened when the Roman general Titus in 69-70 AD, just like Jesus had prophesied, came
oh.
against Israel, Jerusalem, and finally the temple, and his army destroyed the city and the sanctuary.
But you mentioned they weren't Romans per se.
Exactly. You got a good memory.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm really interested.
Well, here's the tricky part about this is if you read the historian Josephus,
mm-hmm.
it's a major work. It's a Jewish, you know, written by a Jewish historian, commissioned, I guess, by Titus himself. In other words, he was right there with Titus when they were doing this, and Josephus was recording all the details of what was going on. And Titus never wanted to destroy the temple. He wanted it as a trophy.
Oh, interesting.
And I'll pick that up when we come back.
Sounds good. Folks, I'm really enjoying this. I hope you are as well. We'll be taking your calls here this hour at some point. 800-313-9443. Stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more. Frankly Speaking Radio and our special guest this evening, Richard H. Perry, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our special guest this evening, Richard Perry, author of the book, The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. His website, www.lastdaysmystery.info. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you very much. You holding up okay?
Yeah, I'm doing just really good.
All right. Well, I'm enjoying this.
One of the things I probably should point out we started to talk about earlier is on my website, the top left-hand portion, there's a number of PowerPoint presentations.
Yes.
And there's a link, if you don't have PowerPoint on your computer, to a viewer that you can download free from Microsoft that will allow you to see these. And by the way, I put all the stuff up on the website is free, basically. You know, and
wonderful.
People have downloaded it, use it for teaching. You know, you can put it up at your church or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, it literally is. But anyway, I realize that we're covering a lot of information
yes.
tonight or this morning. But, you know, and I'm a visual learner, too, and I've had to, like, put things down. So if people, you know, this is new to you, you're just getting started, you might want to see it visually. And then as you read it in the Bible, mm-hmm. you know, you can grasp it and how it all fits together, because it's like a puzzle
mm-hmm.
that needs to be put together. And sometimes the visual aspect is very helpful. The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days is also got timelines in it. And it's, you know, the way they organize their idiot's guides is just really excellent
yes.
in terms of simple, bite-sized pieces that you can walk through. I reference scripture in it so you can find where I'm talking about, but they didn't want me to put a lot of scripture in it. But I just was, to guide people through from, mm-hmm. like, the biblical picture, you know, in terms of where we're headed and what's going on and what's going to happen.
Yes.
So I highly recommend that for... you know, people that are new into this.
Fantastic.
The thing we left off at was that about this great tribulation and this last 7-year period can't come about until there's this Antichrist or this beast figure that is spoken about in the prophecies. And in Daniel's prophecy of the 77s, he's referred to as the leader who will come. But we saw that it's the people of the leader who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. And we saw that the sanctuary was destroyed by the army of Titus in 6970 A.D. Where people make their mistake is that a lot of people today, a lot of the popular teaching is that the Antichrist will come from a revived Roman Empire. And they get that because, well, Titus was the leader of the people who came and destroyed the city and the sanctuary. But that's not what the Bible is saying. It's mm-hmm. the leader who will come is the Antichrist. So the question is, who are the people?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the people of the leader who will come. So if we know who the people are, we know where the Antichrist will be from. And the people, according to Josephus, that was in Titus's army were Syrians. And it was the Syrians, or Middle Eastern peoples, from this would have been Turkey, Syria, mm-hmm. Lebanon, and Iraq region. This is where Syria would have been at that particular time, 6970 A.D. Those people were the ones that got out of hand in the fighting and destroyed the city and the sanctuary. Even though Titus wanted to save the sanctuary as a trophy for his victory,
yeah.
the fire got into the temple and the wood paneling got caught on fire, which was overlaid by gold. And as the fire got really hot and the wood burned, the gold melted and went down into the stonework. And that's why the Syrians took down every stone, one from another, as he prophesied, to get the gold out of the stonework, out of the mortar joints, if
wow.
you will. Well, and then here's where Josephus was very specific. He said, they took so much gold out of the temple in that conquest that when the army went home to Syria and those surrounding areas, the price of gold following that campaign dropped in half in the countries that the army returned to. In other words, the Roman army, while it was led by the Romans, it was basically populated by soldiers from Syria and the Middle East. And they were the ones that destroyed the city and the sanctuary. So that it's the Syrians or the Middle East is where we should be looking for this leader who will come. Not Europe,
right?
Not the United Nations, not some other configuration, but out of the Middle East.
And that's so powerful.
We'll talk more about that when we come back.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, that highlights another glaring discrepancy in the Left Behind series. I think they had him out of Italy or somewhere close to there. Folks, stay with us. Back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Love, come quick. Love, come in a hurry. There are thieves in the temple tonight.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. And joining us this evening, making it all the more rapid, our special guest, Richard H. Perry, author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days. Welcome back, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Thank you.
So we were talking
about the Antichrist coming from the Middle East, and
yeah,
fantastic.
And this is a resounding and consistent theme and message that the Scripture has, particularly in the Old Testament. In other words, you really find, as we were just talking about the prophet Daniel and how a couple of ways of how he identifies the Antichrist as being, coming out of the Middle East. But Isaiah is probably equally, if not more, descriptive, because he... most people know that, study their Bible, go to church, recognize Isaiah as sometimes even being referred to as the gospel of the Old Testament, because it's so descriptive about the Messiah, about the Christ that would come. It describes his crucifixion and suffering and so forth, and so we see it as the
as a gospel kind of a message, even out of the Old Testament. But what I've seen in terms of study of prophecy is that Isaiah, where he does write a lot about the first coming of the Messiah, the King, is that what he writes about the second coming dwarfs what he wrote on the first coming in terms of content and volume. It may be three or more times as much describing the arrival of the kingdom, the arrival of the king, and the circumstances thereof. We were just talking about how Daniel identified the Antichrist as being Syrian in that kind of a tricky sentence. I'm going to offer you up another tricky sentence. If we understand that last 7 years starts off with a treaty, a covenant being confirmed by the Antichrist, that first provides peace and security for Israel,
mm-hmm.
until the middle of that seven, when he sets up himself as God in the temple, and then after that, anybody that doesn't, worship him and pledge allegiance to him will likely be killed, according to Scripture. So, in other words, at first, Israel is counting on this person for their security. And then he says, I'm God, and you better worship me, or I'm going to kill you.
Wow.
And then becomes this last 3.5 years that is the Great Tribulation that, is so dreadful.
Wow.
It's the worst time for God's people that has ever been and never will be repeated again. So if you get that picture of this first security and then the Antichrist is going to beat Israel, let me read just a verse in Isaiah. By the way, I'll preface this that Isaiah is writing about Assyria and the king of Assyria, who he refers to as the Assyrian. And then this is in Isaiah chapter 10, and I'm just going to read one verse, chapter 20. And it's written from the perspective of the survivors of this time. In other words, the Bible refers to as the remnant, those that come out of that last period. It says, in that day, the remnant of Israel, the survivors of the house of Jacob, will no longer rely on him who struck them down, but will truly rely on the Lord, Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel. So you get that whole last 7 year period. And by the way, this is referring to the one they rely on is the Assyrian, the king of Assyria. Now, Assyria in the time of Isaiah was Iraq, Iran, probably parts of Turkey, Syria today, parts of Lebanon, that whole region. It's often referred to in the Bible as the land of the north.
Wow.
So you see that Isaiah, talking about this final person that persecutes Israel, before which he was there, he provided security. They counted on him.
Mm-hmm.
Then he beat them with the rod, so to speak, in this language, that the Israel will no longer rely on him, but they'll trust in God. And that's, of course, when Christ returns.
Wow.
It's kind of a tricky little play on words, and that's why I think God in the Bible says, meditate on my word.
Yes.
It just doesn't fall off the pages. You have to really examine it, put the pieces together, see what does he mean when he says this.
What else is really interesting to me, Richard, is that what you've got here is somebody coming out of one of those Middle Eastern countries who would be a friend of Israel.
Yes.
I mean, that person's going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Yes. Well, he's going to, and this is where I think the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days is, I wrote it. It's a great book. The previous book is great, and I highly recommend people going to my website, lastdaysmystery.info.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing substitutes the Bible.
Amen.
And the Bible provides us with so much information about this. This rise of the Antichrist, the circumstances of it. In other words, Daniel, in the prophet Daniel, chapter 7, he provides perhaps one of the most detailed accounts of how this fourth and final, it's called a beast kingdom, which is a worldly kingdom,
mm-hmm.
And it's very, very powerful beyond anything that we know today. And it, he says that it will rise out of there'll be 10 kings. And these 10 kings are going to do some amazing things. But he said, then another king will arise amongst them, and he will subdue 3 kings.
Hmm.
So, you know, there's these 10, there's 10 kingdoms with 10 kings, and the Antichrist isn't there yet. Even though these are, by the way, Middle Eastern kingdoms, might be some, you know, from surrounding area, but the heart of this is the Middle East. This is the Assyria area, Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, you know, who knows exactly where. But so these 10 kings will arise, and we'll see that kingdom, and it will be very powerful. And a lot of people probably would guess today that Ahmadinejad in Iran is somehow behind some of this, because he's so apocalyptic in his view of things.
But, you know, and I wanted to ask you about that too, because you know, it always happens. Obviously, Richard, at the end of every year, people start talking about, oh, you know, what do people think about, you know, the new year? And I remember this is right at the beginning of 2007 this year. A lot of surveys coming out, and I was stunned by some of the information. What you had, of course, was, I believe, 25% of people polled, and you know how polls are. I mean, it could mean anything. They believed that that Christ would be returning in 2007, which I thought was very interesting, that they would even ask the question, let alone report on the answer.
Right.
Then I saw a report that said that Iran's state-run media had posted that the 12th Imam, the Mahdi, which is basically their sort of savior type, would be coming back, and his lieutenant would be Jesus, which, of course, you know, that should ring bells with people about false Christs and things of that nature, and that he would go and sweep through and take care of all the enemies. Well, then you factor in some other things, and Christian analyses were basically saying that this guy will be the Antichrist, this Mahdi, and that, you know, was very interesting. It doesn't contradict what you're saying at all.
It gets interesting.
Spooky. Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know, the thing that I have to bring up here is, you know, when people point fingers at Ahmadinejad of Iran and say that this guy is a crazy apocalyptic type of guy, you know, he's always thinking about the end times. We have to look, you know, and say, hey, pot, you know, this is the kettle, you're black, because we've got George W. Bush through Condoleezza Rice, and I believe it was 2002, may have been 2001. Getting a timeline of end times events from the Jack Van Impe Ministries. Now, you have to ask yourself, and I ask you this question, do you think that this is just simply a whim? You know, he's the president, right? You can call him favors when you're the president. Or is he trying to understand this so he can, A, prevent it, or B, fulfill it?
Well, boy.
That's a big question.
I mean, no matter what he does.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yeah, it's God working through whomever, so it doesn't matter.
Who's in office. What is written in Revelation is going to happen. What is written in Scripture about the end times is the only possibility, according to Scripture, is that if the church, if the people that God has chosen, if they were to repent,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, not a couple of them, but I mean in mass, I mean really, and say, for instance, if they were to turn to their Bible and said, look, if God didn't say it, I'm not going there. In other words, I'm gonna turn to him, and I'm gonna follow him. In other words, I'm not gonna listen to this guy that wrote the Idiot's Guide, or I'm not gonna listen to any of these other people. And I'm gonna go to God and ask him, you know, for myself and what he's up to. And they really repented from what they're doing and turned back to him. God has always said that he would relent, but what is prophesied is gonna happen. And it's going to happen exactly as it's prophesied. I think that it's too late to avert any time change because I think the beginning of birth pains have already started. So I think we've maybe passed that point. But, you know, you shouldn't rely on me. You should go ahead and repent anyway.
Right on.
Because if you don't, the consequences are going to be pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and we saw that Jesus did that, or that God did that with Nineveh. I mean, mm-hmm. he relented for 40 years. I mean, he gave them a bye, you know,
yeah.
Because they did repent. Now, if we were to do that, God has pretty much said that I will relent. He said, I won't stop it from happening, but I will give you more time. But he, he clearly wants us to wake up.
Yeah.
And this is the unfortunate thing. You know, you were just talking about polls and how people are saying 2007 is when Christ is coming back, and
yes,
maybe that they're saying that because there's a seven in it, and it's past 2,000 years from his supposed birth.
Mm.
And I mean, that's people taking one bit of information and drawing all kinds of conclusions.
Sure.
You've got to look at the whole gospel. You know, you can't take your theology and what God is doing by a couple of what I call refrigerator verses. In other words, say, well, look there. Look at that. I said, no, you got to take that and you got to put it with everything else. And when it all fits, every bit of it,
it's all context together,
then you're as close to the truth as you can get for the time being.
Mm.
But we've got to look at the whole gospel message and the whole Bible, Old and New Testament, or you'll never see this.
Yeah. Wow.
And I've hopefully, in the books and on my website, I'm helping people to see. But they've got to turn to their Bible and test it, and because if the website ever goes off or the book ever goes out of print, they still got the best source. It's the Bible to see this stuff. But for instance, people are running around going, Jesus could be back right this week. This is 2007. Listen to what we're just talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way we even get to the last 7 years without an Antichrist. There's no way you get to an Antichrist without this kingdom of the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, this leads us into some other interesting stuff. Because you can't get to a all-powerful Antichrist and fourth beast kingdom until you eliminate other superpowers.
Mm.
So the Middle East is going to rise to power, according to Scripture.
Yeah.
The Antichrist is coming, which, ought to have us pausing and thinking about, well, wait a minute, where does that leave me and what's going on here? We need to be reading Daniel, and we need to be reading Revelation, the Olivet Discourse, and what Paul wrote, and finding out what's really true, not what's written in all these eschatological books.
Yes.
Because none of them agree with each other.
No.
And the only real picture is in the Bible, and unless you agree with everything that the Bible says, you're off. You don't have it. And, what we were talking about a little while ago is, how things are in terms of the way the church is and what we're told and the different positions. Is the Bible is pretty clear. It said in the last days, we won't put up with sound doctrine. We will surround ourselves with people that tell us what our itching ears want to hear.
Mm.
Pre-trib.
Yeah.
Boy, yeah, man, definitely, give me that. I'm going like, yeah, but you're missing the gospel message.
Yes.
And just because you're looking at some hard stuff there, you're saying, I don't want to deal with that, so this message is good, I'm buying this one. It doesn't have anything to do with the Bible. This is this pre-tribulation removal of the church before the time of trouble evolved in the last 200 years, a little less. Started with the guy by the name of John Nelson Darby, Schofield, whose Bible, everybody loves, pretty much, except for some of his footnotes, is really a good study Bible, but he picked up on this dispensational view and said that the day of the Lord comes before that last seven-year period, which it can't. In other words, and it has become so popular that this whole theology of dispensationalism now is really hinged and driven by this pre-trib rapture,
yes,
which isn't going to happen. You and I could spend another show just how, and you can find it on my website. You can find it in the Complete Idiot's Guide to the Last Days or my previous book of the Last Days, Listen, I Tell You a Mystery. The Bible debunks that myth so categorically. That it's unbelievable because, people refer to scriptures and say, there it is, the pre-trib rapture. I said, well, look at it carefully. When does it really say that's going to happen? Every place that identifies the timing of the resurrection and the rapture of the church places it at post-trib, after when the kingdom comes after the great tribulation. The last trumpet does. the rapture passage itself, which mm-hmm. says Jesus will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are left alive will be caught up together with them
yeah.
and meet the Lord in the air. Wait a minute. Jesus just came down from heaven.
Yeah.
Generally, that means he's left heaven.
Right.
Okay. Well, if you look at Acts 3:21, chapter 3, verse 21, it says, he must remain in heaven until it's time to restore everything. So he clearly restores everything when he sets up his kingdom after the tribulation. But if he leaves heaven the way the pre-tribbers say, okay, he's come down into the clouds of the sky, he's left heaven, he's come down from heaven, and the resurrection and rapture takes place. Wait a minute, that means he's got to restore everything.
Yeah.
That means he's restoring everything for the Antichrist? Hello?
Well put, my friend. Hey, I want to ask you this when we come back. You think on it and then respond when we return. But basically, if this is the case and the churches are all preaching unsound doctrine, maybe we shouldn't be going to church. I know it's a toughie. Stay with us, folks. We'll be taking your calls, too, when we come back.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Tail end of hour number three, and we've needed all of these 3 hours just to scratch the surface on what we've done thus far, and of course, exploring the end times, the last days, whatever you want to term you want to give it. It's a big issue, and Richard Perry, our guest this evening, tackling it so well. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure.
Oh, I'm enjoying it. When we left off, I was asking you a question. I should preface this by saying this, that you know, I do my own thing. I pray on everything, and I you know, I go where I'm led. So you're not going to deceive me. If you told me to go and I need to start going to Buddhist temples, I wouldn't listen to you anyway. But I'm just curious about something like this. I mean, if we see that the rapture doctrine is incorrect and the churches are teaching that, then that tells me people should be staying away from those types of things.
Well, yeah, this is a tough topic. And,
yeah.
And but, you know, I think it's not that difficult either.
Mm-hmm.
It's here's what the scripture says is that the church is an organism. It's, in other words, the church is the body of Christ.
Right.
The church is you and me.
Yes.
Okay. The church is not a denomination. The church is not a building on the
right.
corner. I mean, we call those churches, you know, but that's not really what the scripture is talking about.
That's my assessment as well.
Right. So, in other words, you know, one thing that when I started reading the Bible some 27 years ago, I mean, I read the Bible for a year and a half until I ran across this passage, and I wasn't going to church.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was just, you know, in the Word and trying to be obedient and doing what it said. One day it said this: don't neglect getting together with other believers.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it also said, even more so as you see the day approaching. By the way, if people don't understand the day of the Lord as revealed in the scripture, they're going to have a hard time with understanding end times.
Mm.
Study, and you can do it on my website, because I spent some time talking about what is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is one of the most extensive teachings in scripture, and hardly anybody seems to know about it. But don't neglect getting together with other believers, even more so as you see the day approaching. Well, when I first heard that, I thought, oh, I'm supposed to go to church.
Mm-hmm.
So I did. And that started the problems. But is we're supposed to be getting together with other believers.
Yes.
But one of the biggest admonitions of Yahweh, of God Almighty, for his people is not to be yoked together with unbelievers. Today, the church is so desperate to, you know, expand the gospel. They invite anybody in, and there's no discernment about who's sitting there and who's been there for years. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, are all these people really believers? I mean, do they really know what the Bible says? And they, you know, they have a sound doctrine, and they are true believers? Or are they just, you know, good at the Christian language? And they look like everybody else, so how do you tell them apart? Just like the wheat and the tares. But clearly, God does not want us, he wants us sanctified, which means set apart, from the world in terms of our faith and fellowship. I mean, don't be yoked together with unbelievers. It's not just a thing about the marriage between a man and a wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Christ and the church. In other words, he doesn't want us yoked together with unbelievers as the body of Christ. And so, in other words, if you go into the church and you find false doctrine being proclaimed and you recognize it,
mm-hmm.
you know, you either got to fix it or leave.
Yeah. And, of course, obviously you have to be able to recognize it as well.
Well, that's the main thing.
Yeah. Good point, sir. Good point. We got to pause here, folks, for station ID. I tell you what, though, when we come back, your phone calls for the remainder of the show, if you so would like. 800-313-9443.